The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Everybody, and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown for Wednesday, the 10th of February 2021. I'm your host, Mr. Jolly of Sydney. You can find me on Twitter, Mr. Jolly of Sydney. It's pretty easy, that one, isn't it? As it sounds, my partner is, of course, Scotty Harland. He's the Harlander 23 on Twitter. Looking forward to getting him back on the show soon in the hosting chair. During his sojourn away, I am hosting, sometimes solo, sometimes with guests, and tonight, here in Sydney, it is now a Thursday evening. Later in the evening, it will be Thursday morning, early in the morning in the US when you are listening to this. And we reflect on a very interesting day in the NBA yesterday. Of course, we are standing on the shoulders of giants, as ever, brought to you by hoop-ball.com. Get over there and check out the great content on HoopBall. Support all of the podcasts and all of the great DFS content and the full season fantasy content and the real life NBA content that's over there, hoop-ball.com. The first game on the slate on this just like very interesting evening of games was the Toronto Raptors up against the Washington Wizards. It was the Toronto Raptors running out winners 137 points to 115. Don't look now. They are a lot better and they're squeezing back into the top six in the East. We expect them to be a factor moving forward. They have some excellent players, of course, and they had Kyle Lowry back in this game after his back injury. And Norm Powell was still starting with OG Anunoby out. Gee, we miss OG, don't you? I've got OG. I talk about this from time to time, don't I? How I love my MacGyvers. I love my OGs. I love my Marcus Smarts. I love my McCall Bridges. Those types of players. Of course, also Kelly Oubre, who has been a lot better over the last couple of weeks. Those kind of guys who stuff lots of different categories. And there's been no one better than OG this season. So I'm really missing him. But while he has been out, it's Norm Powell who's been starting, and he's just been absolutely going off, hasn't he, Norman? He had a huge game today for the Toronto Raptors. He led them in points with 28 points. He just looks so much more comfortable when he's starting in the game, doesn't he? He had 28, 7, and 4 with two steals and 10 for 18 shooting at 56%. Last season, his shooting percentages were excellent from the guard position. One of the better guys alongside Devin Booker last season in terms of high-volume shooters from the shooting guard position. He had 3 for 4 from deep, 5 for 5 at the foul line. Just a really good game all around, Norman Powell. And if you scooped him up off a few waiver wires or you hung on to him, you're very happy with that. But we just need to wait and see what happens once OG comes back, don't we? It's obviously not going to stick like this. The one thing that you can say, this has happened last season, and why I picked him up in quite a few leagues last season off the waiver wire, is they are a bit injury prone, some of these guys, aren't they? Lowry's going to miss time. Fred VanVleet misses time. We see now OG's missing time. And every time one of them is out, he tends to go off. And if you look through the whole season, I reckon you could stick a bit of money on it that he's probably going to end up having that top 75, top 80 value as a result of that. Pascal Siakam, we've talked about this, has been much, much better of late. He's providing that sort of a third round value around where he was drafted. He had 26 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 9 for 18 from the field and 3 for 4 from deep. Van Vliet had a bit of a weird night. He played 34 minutes. The minutes are always there. 14, 4 and 7. Only 10 shots, which is unusual. 5 of 10 shooting, 2 for 5 from deep. Hit both of his foul shots. I mentioned Kyle Lowry had 21, 4, and 5 with 2 steals and a block. What we need to talk about is Chris Boucher. Boucher, as I call him. You've got a voucher for Chris Boucher. Now, he was terrible in the first half. If you've watched any of this game, have a look at the second quarter, I think it was, where on about 6 possessions in a row, Robin Lopez just scores points. I think he had 10 points pretty much. But Boucher just cannot stop him. They're getting the ball to Lopez on the low block, and he just kept scoring point after point. Boucher looked just completely out of his element out there. Like, he just couldn't do anything to stop him. But he ended up in the second half just absolutely going off. He had 17 points, 16 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. And if you watched part of the second quarter like I did and then tuned out for a while and tuned back in, you would have just been pretty much amazed at the difference. It was just unbelievable. Baines had 8, 4, and 4. He doesn't really provide much in 12 teams. I've only got him in deeper leagues. I've got him in a 24-team league. That's about the only place he has any value, or a 30-team league. It's 14, 16. It's not much value at all. For the Wizards, Bradley Beal had 24, 4, and 5, although just 8 for 20 shooting. Russell Westbrook had 23, 6, and 7 with a steal. He was just awful in the first half. He just looks bad to watch. I think he had five turnovers. The turnovers, which is right at his season average, he ended up with 9 of 20 from the field. And if you do have him in a couple of spots, which I do, you don't complain too much about that shooting given how bad he's been. Rui Hachimura had 15, 7, and 3. He's maybe just a 12-team guy. Alex Len had 11 and 5 with an assist and a steal. Robin Lopez had had 13 points and 5 rebounds. It's weird because he got 10 of them on Boucher in just about no time at all. But those guys, just none of them are really that interesting, are they? Bertans had 9 and 4. He's really just turned into a 3-point streamer this season. It's just not really very good stuff. What is better stuff is the next game on the slate, which was the Atlanta Hawks up against the Dallas Mavericks. And this was another one of the Luka versus Trey Bowles. The Mavs went out winners, 118 points to 117. It was a bit of a thriller in the end. A bit of weirdness at the end with Trae Young not getting the final shot of the game, and Dallas run out winners 100 by a point. Was a good game to watch, obviously offense more than on the defensive side. A couple of interesting talking points for Dallas. Let's talk about them first. Porzingis only played 19 minutes. There was no injury reports. He had 15 and 4. With a steal, no blocks, 6 for 14 shooting. And John Collins kind of outplayed him. John Collins played a lot of minutes at center after Clint Capella got into foul trouble. So, yeah, a bit of a weird one. Zynga has been providing like third round value since he came back. It's been really very good. Third round, fourth round value. He wasn't good here. But, you know, people can't be good in every game, I guess. Luka Doncic had 28 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, and we scroll along and have a look at his foul shooting. It was 8 from 10. The foul shooting has just been so much better this season, but the 3-point shooting and the overall field goal percentage has been down. It was 2 for 7 from deep, which is a bit under. I think he should be up around 32-33% at least. With the 3-point shooting. 9 for 18 here, so you can't complain about that because he has been under 45% on the season. Of their bigs, Finney-Smith and Kleber just had 8 and 7 and 6 and 2 respectively. Finney-Smith had a steal and a block. Not really great, although he did have 37 minutes. What is interesting, what we're looking at with the Mavs, is Josh Richardson. He had 10, 2 and 5 here. Borderline 12-team guy, maybe not really a points leagues guy. For deeper leagues, Jalen Brunson had 21, 4 and 5. One to watch for sure. Maybe if he keeps getting these 30 minutes off the bench, he has some 12-team roster ability. Certainly as a streamer, he's one to look at. Willie Cauley-Stein came and played 23 minutes. I think with Porzingis' minutes down, he picked up the slack. He had 14 and 6 No defensive stats, though, which is why you have Willie. If you do, we need to see a few more games like this. It's unlikely he picks up that value he had early in the season when Porzingis was out. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 16 points on 6 of 10 shooting with 3 three-pointers. He's been okay this season for what he is. For the Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young had 25 and 7 with 15 assists. Wow, those assists are off the charts. 8 for 22 shooting, though, that's pretty putrid. John Collins was much better. He hit 13 for 18 from the field, hit 33 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist and a steal. Kevin Huerter has just been going off within, you know, the realms of what he actually is capable of doing. Anyway, going off for somebody drafted after pick 100 or 120 and off the wire. He had 23, 8 and 3 with a steal. He's been benefiting from DeAndre Hunter being out and also from Cam Reddish not being very good. Cam Reddish had just 7 points, a rebound, 3 assists. He'd have 2 steals though, but just 2 for 7 from the field. We wonder if he's going to break out, and DeAndre Hunter was absolutely outplaying him until he got injured. Capella had just 6 and 7. He got into that foul trouble, as I mentioned. Gallinari had 11, 3 and 3 in his 30 minutes off the bench. We wait and see. And Tony Snell had 6 points and 6 rebounds. What an absolute crazy world we live in. Tony Snell. The next game on the slate on this Wednesday night of games was the Indiana Pacers getting flogged by the Nets. It was a 10 points difference in the end. However, anybody who actually watched the game will tell you that the Nets just absolutely pounded them early on. Some interesting lines in this. Let's see. Kyrie Irving, 17 for 17 from the free throw line. So I've got Kyrie in a few leagues, and I'm absolutely going to be winning the free throw percentage categories in those leagues this week with that 17 for 17. If only Giannis could bottle up a little bit of Kyrie's foul shooting, because that's automatic. Kyrie was also 8 for 17 from the field. He had 35 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. I've talked about this before. People are just putting so much shots in his face. He's getting those defensive stats as well, and that's providing that mid-first round value this season, which you absolutely love. Harden had a bit of a down game. He had 19 points, 11 rebounds, and only 5 assists, which is well off those 11 or 12, 13 assist games that he's been having. He was 4 of 13 from the field, but he didn't really need to go off. DeAndre Jordan had 12 and 13 with 3 blocks, which you love if you picked him up in a few places after he was dropped, which I did. Joe Harris bounced back. I mentioned this in yesterday's pod. He will have some quiet games, but then the opportunity is just there, and he's going to keep hitting those threes. He's been providing top 75 value this season, and I don't see – he might drop off a little bit, but he's certainly not going to fall outside the top 100 with the opportunity there. 17 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, had 3 three-pointers, and he's a good free-throw shooter as well. When he gets there, he was 2 of 2. For the Indiana Pacers, this was a disappointing loss. They were just so bad in the first half. They absolutely played off the court. Sabonis had 18 and 9 with 4 assists, 2 steals and a block, but he was 7 for 20 shooting. That's a couple of really putrid games in a row, and he's fallen towards that sort of top 50, top 60 area because of his foul shooting being bad and his free throw shooting being bad as well. Malcolm Brogdon has fallen off a little bit too. He had 15, 5 and 6 with a steal on 5 of 17 shooting. It's just a tale of woe here in terms of the shooting. Who else was bad? Jeremy Lamb had just 1 of 5. Miles Turner had 1 of 4. I think we can throw this game away. TJ McConnell remains an excellent streamer. He had 13.7 rebounds and 4 assists, though, on 6 for 11 shooting. Dougie McDermott was okay as well, but the rest of the Pacers was just bad stuff. The next game on the slate, always exciting, the Charlotte Hornets, but they went down in this game 114 points to 130 up against the Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies have been a bit all over the shop. We wonder what will happen with them. I guess they'll probably make the play-in tournament, but they've been very much up and down, haven't they, after Ja got hurt. We need to see what's happened. And they're really hard to work out in terms of fantasy too, aren't they, the Grizzlies? But they flogged the Hornets here. For the Grizzlies, where do we start? Kyle Anderson. He led the Grizzlies. This is what I mean about how it's hard to get a measure on them, isn't it? He had 27 and 2 with 3 assists, 10 for 14 shooting, 6 for 8 from the field. Do we go and get this guy? Well, probably not, don't we? Because Brandon Clark is missing. Melton is missing. we wonder how long those guys are going to be out for. If they're out for long enough and he plays this sort of 25-minute plus role, then he has value, doesn't he? Bain, that guy is pretty good. He had 18 and 1 with 2 assists and 2 steals, 4 three-pointers as well. He's one of the better rookies at the moment. Jonas Valanciunas had 12 and 15 with 3 assists and 2 steals. Dylan Brooks had 22 and 4 with a steal. And Grayson Allen, speaking of a weird 2021, he played 30 minutes in the six-man role. He had 18 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists and 1 steal. Tyus Jones had 12 and 3 assists as well. I don't like any of those guys, Allen or Jones, in 12 teams, but either of them can be a good streamer. I think I streamed a couple of games of Tyus Jones last week, and they are guys, if they're on back-to-backs, if you're playing in streaming leagues rather than weekly leagues, they're guys I'd definitely consider, but I don't know if I trust them for 4 games a week when their value comes, you know, in certain games where people are out and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know about you guys. But I'm not really certain about finding value on the Grizzlies. You can certainly gamble on streamers there. Ja Morant had 15 and 3 with 11 assists and a steal. He was 6 for 14 from the field. I talked about him earlier on this week on the show. These guys, Morant and Fox. Fox had a massive game the other day, but neither of them are going to provide the value they were drafted at because of the fact that they've got serious flaws in their game with the foul shooting or with the turnovers or with the fact that they don't provide enough steals at times. They don't fill up those peripheral categories, and they will have these really poor shooting nights as well. Morant had 2 massive games before he got injured, and since he came back, he's been well and truly outside of the top 50, and we'll have to play it by ear to see if that changes. At the moment, doesn't look like it. Before I go on with the next game of the evening, I need to remind you guys about the Fantasy Pass. The Fantasy Pass is one of the best things in the fantasy NBA world. You can find it via hoop-ball.com right on the main page. You can see it popping up. For just $5 a month, you get access to some really great content, which is behind the paywall there. There's daily articles by our specialists in DFS, in season-long fantasy. There's also excellent appraiser tools and different kinds of streaming charts, all kinds of tools to help you dominate. Plus, on top of that, we have this Discord chat. That's what I keep telling you guys about. You've just got to get involved and check it out. $5 to try this out for 1 month. If you don't like it, you can stop doing it. But I guarantee you will. Just don't have one coffee or one beer a month to use this. It's a really great community as well. It's a chance to interact with a lot of the podcasters who do work for HoopBall, as well as all of the experts and the pros who run the DFS. And there's threads on all kinds of stuff like pickups and drops, like trade advice, like for all the teams. In the NBA themselves too. It's just really great stuff. So get over to hoop-ball.com and check out the ad on the main media wall. Now, the next game of the evening was... let's come back. Actually, I didn't do the Hornets after all of that. Let's have a look at the Hornets, shall we? Of course, it's all about LaMelo Ball at the moment, who's been off the charts. He played just 28 minutes in this one. It was a bit of a blowout towards the end, which limited his minutes a touch. He had 17, 2 and 5 with 3 steals on 8, 15 shooting. PJ Washington has been not great since he came back from his little injury. He had 5, 3 and 4 and 2 for 7 shooting. Miles Bridges has picked up the slack, though. He had 15 and 10 with 2 assists, 1 steal and 1 block. He's absolutely an ad if you can find him on a waiver wire at the moment. He might also be a sell high if you've got him, because once PJ starts playing a bit better again, does he have this value? Devontae Graham comes back. Everybody gets squeezed a little bit. He's been very good for games, but it will be up and down with Miles Bridges. Gordon Hayward had 15, 4 and 2 on 7 for 11 shooting. Terry Rozier had 34 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists and 1 steal on 12 for 17 shooting with 6 of 9 from deep. He was good even if Charlotte got torched a bit by Memphis. Cody Zeller had 9, 3 and 4 with 1 steal on 4 for 9 shooting. And 1 for 1 from the foul line, which you love because his foul shooting is not that great. Malik Monk fell back to earth with just 6 and 2 in his 23 minutes. And he's really only a deep league guy, not a 12-team guy. The next game of the evening was probably the big story of the night. It was great to see Karl Towns back for the Timberwolves, who lost by 7 points at home to the LA Clippers. For the Timberwolves, let's start with Karl Towns. It was, like I said, he played 30 minutes, which was excellent to see. There was a bit of, I don't know if controversy is the right word. It was announced by Shams that he was going to be coming back and playing, and then Towns put up a message saying, well, I'm going to go and do shoot around and then see how I feel, whether I play or not. I read something online on Twitter just before I started doing the pod tonight about how Towns has some of the same underlying health conditions that his mother had, you know, rest in peace to her passing away, and the reaction to coronavirus for him was not very good. So it was interesting to see that, and then it was great to see him out there. He had 18 and 10 with 3 assists and 1 steal. He had 2 three-pointers, 7 attempts. You'll have to see him jacking up threes if you've got him in a few spots, which I do. It's fantastic to have him back. Beasley had 21, 5, and 2 with 1 steal. He just keeps on keeping on, does Malik Beasley. Of course, there was no D'Angelo Russell again, so we saw Anthony Edwards starting. He had 11, 4, and 2 with 1 steal on 4 for 9 shooting. Rick Rubio had 5 and 4 with 10 assists. A really good assist streamer at the moment if you've picked him up. He'll get you those steals as well with 2 steals. Okogie had 10, 6, and a 1 assist and 2 steals. Naz Reid. Now, this is a weird one. I did that thing where I'm streaming him in a couple of spots and I didn't drop him. I hold on to him just to see what happened first game back with Cat. And he played 20 minutes and he had 23 points. He had 3 rebounds. He had 1 steal and 2 blocks on 9 for 13 shooting, which for him, he's not a center who has really high field goal percentage because he does jack up quite a few threes. He was 2 for 3 from deep, 3 for 4 from the foul line. You can't complain about that. I think you sort of hold him until the wheels fall off. If you've got him and Cat, I would recommend just keeping Naz Reid around unless you're desperately in a bad position in the league and you need to fill up Cats. If he falls off, pardon the pun, fill up Cats. If he falls off Naz Reid, then you can drop him. But I'm holding on to him in the places I've got just to see how this all falls. It looks like Jared Vanderbilt was a loser because he had just 15 minutes. He had 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and just 1 block. He's only a deep league guy now with all of these other guys back. For the Clippers, there was still no Paul George. And I want to reiterate what Brandon Marcus said on the show earlier this week, that there's some concern.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With his injury and with how long he's going to miss and whether he'll be in and out. If you got him like I did, I wish that I'd sold high on him now. I had him in a few leagues. He was providing first round value. He was absolutely going off earlier in the season. And then he dropped off a little bit and now he's hurt. So you've got to hold him now if you've got him because this is not the time to trade, obviously. But when he's out, other guys can shine. It was Lou Williams today. He had 27, 5, and 4 with 2 steals on 10 for 15 shooting. That's unlike Lou. 2 three-pointers. The really good foul shooting that he has. 5 for 5, though. He's a big help in that category. You know, I think I picked him up and streaming him while Paul George is out. Have a look on your wire. I've not been a fan of Lou Williams, as you can probably remember. I've dissed him pretty bad. Chicken wing, called him the chicken wing man after his club incident with the chicken wings and stuff that he claimed. But at the moment, you can't deny that value. 27 points off the waiver wire, 5 for 5 at the foul line. Nick Batum had 8 and 10 with 2 assists and 2 steals. One of the surprises of the season. He's inside the top 50 on the season and he's stuffing all those categories. Another MacGyver-type character for you. Reggie Jackson had 15, 1 and 4 in his 26 minutes. And he's maybe just a hold, if you're wondering. Apart from that, Pat Beverly was back. He had 18 minutes, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, just 4 shots for Pat Bev. We'd imagine that would ramp back up for him. Zubac just had 17 minutes in this game, 3, 7, and 2, whilst Serge Ibaka had 20 minutes and 10, 3, and 2. We can see that the Clippers decided to sort of play some small ball because even if you combine Ibaka's and Zubac's minutes, only 37 minutes. So there was 25 minutes for Marcus Morris Sr., who I don't really like very much in 12 teams or as a person.
It's Valentine's Day coming up. 2 million men are already using Manscaped products to groom. Make sure you're one of them. Valentine's Day is upon us. You don't know where the night is going to take you, and our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, are here to tell you need to use the best tools for the job. If your girl can't think of what to get you this year, tell her to get the gift that's for you and for her. The best way to get started is with the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, full of the best products to keep you looking, smelling, and feeling nice. The Perfect Package, of course, is led by the revolutionary third-generation lawnmower 3.0 trimmer with its advanced skin-safe technology, which prevents any messes on the bathroom floor and stuff like that because it's waterproof. That's very important when it's time for Cupid to shoot his arrow, of course. The Perfect Package also comes with a pair of Manscaped boxes that will keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those over the old, used, stinky pair of boxes you have to these high-performance, anti-chafing boxes. Complete your grooming game with a new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped. That's the signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas. This cologne is a perfect complement to your collection. So all of this is the perfect package for your perfect package. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. That is HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping. Your balls and the people who enjoy them will thank you.
Alrighty, a couple more games yet to go. I think it's four games to go still on a, as I mentioned before, a very exciting night in the NBA. And one of the exciting teams, or a couple of them, are the Bulls and the Pelicans, from a fantasy perspective anyway, and from a real life perspective, because both of them are playing better of late, and they're probably, certainly the Bulls are better than expected. The Pelicans were doing very well in this game, and they just got overrun by the Bulls on the back of just an absolute three-point shooting extravaganza from Zach LaVine and from Kobe White. And I think it's the first time in NBA history that two teammates both hit 8 three-pointers. LaVine was 9 for 14 from deep, and Kobe White was 8 for 17 from deep. 31 three-pointers they shot between the two of them, and they hit 17 of those. Wow. LaVine was massive. He had 47, 7, and 4, and Kobe White had 32 and 7. Incredible. Now, here's one for you. I traded away Zach LaVine in Dynasty after this, and I got Jason Tatum for him. I traded away Zach LaVine and Keldon Johnson for Jason Tatum and a second-round pick in the 16 league. I mean, shout-out to White Chocolate for that one, my trading partner. I wonder what people think. It'd be interesting if you're listening. Go and comment on my Twitter feed, or let me know what you think about that deal. I've got Trae Young in that team, so now I can pair Tatum and Trae Young together, both of them 22 years old for the future, but giving up Zach LaVine, who's providing first-round value in that league. Eight category Roto League. He's, I think, the sixth ranked player in the season over there. And he's now pushing borderline first round in nine category as well. Just incredible from him. Pat Williams had 7 and 5 with 1 assist, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. He's starting to fill up those categories. We might have found ourselves another MacGyver type guy with points that are not that fantastic, but the other categories he managed to fill up in different ways for you. Denzel Valentine played 22 minutes and had 16, 3 and 2. Dan Gafford had 9, 2 and 2. Garrett Temple played 35 minutes. Wow. He had 10, 3 and 7 with a steal. He is on the streamer radar. And Thad Young just keeps on keeping on. Not a fantastic game for him because of what he's been doing of late, but he still had 8.7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal on 4 of 6 shooting. You can't really complain about that because you got him off the waiver wire, didn't you? For the Pelicans, Zion Williams has been he's been a bit of a stud this season. Obviously, the issues with some of the categories that he doesn't do very well in, but he had 29, 4, and 2 with 1 steal. He had 12 of 18 shooting. There's that beautiful field goal percentage. And here we go again, 5 of 6 from the foul line. Don't look now. The foul shooting might be improving. Brandon Ingram had 21, 5, and 4 with a steal. Lonzo Ball, been a lot better last couple of weeks or so. He had 21, 5, and 7 with 2 steals. Maybe he's getting a bit jealous of all the attention his brother's having, so he's taken off. Rookie alert, Kyra Lewis Jr., 24 minutes, 14, 2, and 4 with 2 steals, 5 of 7 from the field. Now, if you're playing a league like I do, a couple of leagues where you have to roster one rookie because of the league rules. He might be one to watch because he's starting to break out a little bit and he's getting those minutes. Willie Hernangómez, who had a massive game in the last game, had 9 and 3 in 14 minutes. And Josh Hart fell back to earth a little bit, but still decent. 8 and 6 with 3 assists and 2 steals. I'm holding him in the leagues where I am streaming him. Next game, the Nuggets thrash the Cavs. It was 133 points to 95. Nikola Jokic didn't get a lot of, didn't have many shots, just 5 of 7 in 29 minutes, but he did have 12 points, 6 rebounds, 12 assists, and 2 steals. Keeps on keeping on. The big news here, I think, was Michael Porter Jr. playing better. Maybe the Cavs were a bit of sort of the doctor Cavs for him. He played 28 minutes. He had 19 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks on 6 for 10 shooting, 4 for 7 from the 3-point line, and he was a plus 28. Well, everybody was plus a lot for the Nuggets, so you don't know how much you read into that. Barton had 16 and 2. Paul Millsap had 22, 4 and 3 with 2 steals and a block. Oh, Millsap, what do you do about Millsap? I had him early in the season, streamed in a few spots, dropped him off. I guess you can stream him and have a look how long this goes for, but I wouldn't buy into this for the long, long haul. Jamal Murray, another pretty crappy game from Murray. He had 8, 4, and 4 with a steal on 3 of just 6 shots for Jamal Murray. My buddy John calls him Mr. March because he says he goes off later in the season. Well, he better go off at some stage because he's outside the top 100 in fantasy and he's just not been great this season. Rookie watch was Najee, I think you pronounce his name. He had 18 minutes in garbage time. He had 14 and 1. And RJ Hampton had 9, 4 and 3 with 2 steals in a block in his 19 minutes. He also had a massive poster dunk. You should check that out. RJ Hampton putting the Hamptons on the map. For the Cleveland Cavaliers, Jarrett Allen was the best of them. He had 8 and 18, 10 and 2 on 7-11 shooting in his 25 minutes. Okoro had 10 points and 2 assists in his 13 minutes. Sexton was just, I was going to say a really bad word, fucking awful. He had 1 for 9 from the field, 4 points, 3 rebounds and 8 assists though. Garland was also terrible, 7 points. But he only had 6 shots, though, Garland, so you can't really complain about that. 7, 1, and 5 assists for him. Drummond just played 16 minutes, 2 of 7 shooting, 4 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist. I maintain, if you have Andre Drummond, sell. This time, come to the end. If I'm wrong, I'll buy you a coffee, I'll buy you a beer, I'll buy you a six-pack, whatever. But come the end of the season, around April and May, when the fantasy playoffs are on this season, they're going to be a bit later. I think most of them start in April rather than, I think last season it was around the 20th of March or something when the fantasy playoffs were scheduled to start. This season, most of them, they start on April 2nd or April 9th. I don't reckon Drummond's going to be playing a lot of minutes wherever he is at that point, if he's in Cleveland or not. And you can see here, he wasn't great and he played 16 minutes. And remember, of course, Nance has got to come back. Love has got to come back, even though those guys are injury prone. I just don't trust him long term. So if he plays a couple of those games where he has 20 and 20 or whatever, sell, sell, sell Andre Drummond. Two games to go now. My voice may still hold out. This was a thriller, this game. The Suns got up over the Bucks, 125 points to 124. I didn't actually catch any of this game live. If you did, you were lucky because it was an absolute thriller in Manila, although it was played in Phoenix, of course. For the Phoenix Suns, it really is the Devin Booker and Chris Paul show, isn't it? Both of them were electric in this game. Devin Booker had 30 and 6 with 3 assists, 11 for 21 from the field, 7 for 9 at the foul from the foul line, where he is usually very good. Chris Paul had 28 and 3 with 7 assists, 2 steals and a block, 10 for 20 shooting, 4 for 7 from deep, 4 for 4 from the foul line. Just a fantastic game from the general, Chris Paul. DeAndre Ayton had 17 and 7, but no assists, no steals, no blocks. 1 3-pointer, 7 for 10. So the field goal percentage is nice, but he has been a disappointment. I held on to him, resisted trading away from on him low, but I almost wish that I did. Would you swap him for Chris Boucher now, or you're holding on to Ayton? That's one we've been talking about all season. Jay Crowder had 6 points, but he had 14 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal in his 26 minutes. I streamed him a bit. I don't think he's a must-hold guy, but he does have streamability. Cam Johnson had 9 points, 3 rebounds and 1 assist. Frank the Tank Kaminsky had 14 and 8 with 8 assists. Another one who you can consider streaming if you need a power forward. He's also got center eligibility in a lot of leagues. Now, the Bucks still got no Drew Holiday because of the COVID protocols, or he might have coronavirus. Giannis was massive. He had 47 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal. I've got him in 2 points leagues, and thank heavens that's where I've got him. I traded him away in the categories league because of his three throw shooting. Now, today was incredible. 17 of 21 at the line. That's fixed up. That's got him a few percent up on the season, 81%. If he could be that good every night, he's absolutely like top five fantasy guy. If he could shoot 80% at the foul line, he maybe even the number one draft pick, isn't he? Because that field goal, that three throw percentage is just awful normally. That was amazing. Chris Middleton had 18, 5, and 11. Dante DiVincenzo is one we've been watching. He had 10 and 6 with 3 assists and 2 steals. Lopez had 10, 6, and 2. I didn't have any blocks, though. Bryn Forbes had 17, 0, 0, 0, 0, and 0 with 5 of 8 3-pointers and a couple of turnovers. That was basically points and threes with turnovers and then a whole bunch of donuts. Bobby Portis had 12 and 9 and maintained some crazy-ass values somehow in fantasy. The last game of the evening was the LA Lakers winning a thriller. This is 3 overtimes in a row for the Lakers, including a double overtime. Wow. And LeBron is really going after those Karl Malone and who was the Skyhook guy? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar records, isn't he, with these kind of minutes and usage. It was 114 points to 113. LeBron got if you see the end of the game, he had a huge steal that kind of like stopped Oklahoma from getting off a final shot. Pretty amazing stuff. And he also hit a three-pointer in regulation that helped get it to overtime. For the OKC Thunder, there were some huge minutes for a few of their guys because, of course, they're missing people, aren't they? George Hill was out. Gilgeous Alexander was out. Maladon was out. Roby was out. There's no Ariza either. And Pokiewski is over in G League. So we got 42 minutes from Darius Bazley. He had 9, 7, and 2, but 4, 15 shooting. His shooting sometimes just absolute rat shit, isn't it? Lou Dort had 17, 5, and 4 with 2 steals. He was good, but the shooting also bad. 7 for 17. Kenrick Williams. He's a deep league streamer, this guy. I've got him in my 24 team league. He had 24, 6, and 2 with 3 steals on 11 for 14 shooting. Wow. Diallo has been the pick of all of these guys with Shea out and other people out. He had 37 minutes as well. 15, 13, and 5 assists with 2 blocks for him. Great stuff. His shooting was not great. 5 for 13, but he was 5 for 7 at the foul line as well. Just a big night. Al Horford. Got him in some points leagues, picked him up very late too, and he's been great the last few games. He had 25, 8, and 8 with 4 steals and a block, 11 for 18 from the field, 2 for 2 from the foul line. Big Al providing some sneaky good value of late. The last team we'll talk about on today's show is the Lakers. LeBron James, I mentioned, has been very good of late. He had 27, 25, 6, and 7 with 2 steals. Kyle Kuzma had 15 and 9. Of course, with no AD, he's usually good value. Absolutely is a streamer. Whenever AD or LeBron James is out, you stream Kyle Kuzma in there and get yourself some points and some rebounds. Just 1 for 3 from deep, but he did 7 for 14 shooting. And his defense has been surprisingly quite good this season. He was plus 8 in the box minus, and he does play hard. Schroeder had 19, 7, and 5 with a steal. Probably glad you held on to him if you did. He's been a bit better of late. Just not been fantastic, though. Harrell had 24 and 3, and Wesley Matthews had 10, 2, and 2 with 3 for 8 from deep. He is a good 3-point streamer at the moment. Horton Tucker had 18 minutes, 4, 3, and 2. He's only a deep league or a dynasty guy. I reckon that gets us to the end for the show tonight. I've been your host, Mr. Jolly of Sydney. Go and check me out on Twitter. If you got sick of me going solo 2 nights in a row, don't worry, because tomorrow I'll be back with Brent, the middleman, having our Friday afternoon fun. We'll be talking about the lines, of course, as well as some buy lows and sell highs, and taking the piss out of each other and having some merry, merry good times. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Good luck to your family, and bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.